A meteor shower is the observable slashes of light that cross the night sky. These are bits of debris from the comet Swift-Tuttle, and it's named Perseids due to the constellation of Origin. As Earth's atmosphere and the debris path intersect, the dust and ice burn up in the sky, causing the visual effect. Astrophysicist Matt Merlo of the University of Southern Indiana says it's best to watch between midnight and 2 a.m. away from the bright city center.
It's a nice little light show that is very impressive to witness in person, and it's kind of hard watching a video or looking at pictures. It's hard to really appreciate the grandeur of what's happening in the night sky.
For any astronomy aficionados among you, he says it's best to turn your back on the Cassiopeia constellation and watch for meteors that way. This is a great week to see the remnants of Comet Swift-Tuttle blasting across Earth's atmosphere. But you might not know that it was a Hoosier who discovered why the blast across Earth's atmosphere. This was Daniel Kirkwood, the first astronomer at Indiana University in Bloomington.
And he was the one who discovered that meteor showers occur when the Earth crosses the orbits of comets. So he was the one who figured out why we have the Perseid meteor shower to begin with.
That was Catherine Pilichowski, professor of astronomy at Indiana University in Bloomington. Aside from the Kirkwood Observatory, you can see his name all over town. She says watching these comet particles is a way to be closer to nature.
They've been traveling through space for billions of years, and this is the end of them, and they're basically joining the Earth at this point. So it's kind of a connection between our space and the bigger universe out there that we don't see in this sort of ephemeral way very often.
I'm Tim Jagalow, WNIN News.